Dhammadarashtaka Digdarshini Tika, Text 2. Rudantang Mohur Netra Yugmam Rijantam Karamboja Yugmena Satanka Netram Muhushpasa Kampa Tri Rekanka Kanta Stitagraivam Damodaram Bhakti Badham. Upon seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand, Krishna is crying and rubbing his eyes again and again with his two lotus hands. Krishna's eyes are filled with fear, and the necklace of pearls around his neck, which is marked with three lines like that of a conch shell, is shaking because of his quick breathing due to crying. Unto this Supreme Lord Sri Damodar, whose belly is bound not with ropes, but with his mother's pure love, I offer my humble obeisances. Commentary by Srila Sanatan Goswami. Now, Krishna's Lila Vishesh, excellence of pastimes, is mentioned, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, Chapter 9. Kritagasang Tang Prarudantam Akshini Kashantam Anjan Mashini Swapanina Udvikshamanang Bhaya Vivalekshanang Haste Grihitva Vishayanti Avagurat. And when caught by Mother Yashoda, Krishna became more and more afraid and then admitted to being an offender. And as Yashoda looked upon Krishna, she saw that he was crying, his tears mixing with the black ointment around his eyes. And as Krishna rubbed his eyes with his hands, he smeared that ointment all over his face. Mother Yashoda, catching her beautiful son by the hand, mildly began to chastise him. The details of this pastime are now spoken of in this second verse of Damodarashtakam, beginning with the word Rudantam. Upon seeing the whipping stick in his mother's hand and apprehending that he was going to be struck with it, Krishna behaved as if terrified so that Yashoda would see his distress and thus think, "Oh, he is afraid of being punished." Krishna hoped that by Yashoda seeing this attitude of his, she would not hit him with the stick. Thinking in this way that he would be spared punishment, Karamboja Yugmena Satanka Netram. Therefore, Krishna rubbed both eyes again and again with both of his lotus-like hands at the same time. This is a natural characteristic of Balya Lila, age 1 to 5, and indeed is the normal habit of small children. Karamboja Yugmena Satanka Netram may also indicate that by the influence of his fright, many tears were actually forming in Krishna's eyes. Therefore, Krishna rubbed them again and again in order to make the tears fall out. Furthermore, Krishna rubbed his eyes again and again in order to wipe away the tears that were actually falling again and again. So this is yet another meaning. Satanka Netram. Dreading his mother's punishment, Krishna's eyes expressed how much he was terrified within his mind. It also refers to Krishna's glancing this way and that, out of extreme fear. In this regard, Krishna tries to avoid being punished. Thus, another confidential pastime is disclosed. And moreover, Muhushvasa, due to his crying and sobbing again and again, Kampa, trembling, Tri Re Kanka, marked with three lines just like a kanchel. Kanta Shtita Graivam, all of the ornaments around his neck, including his pearl necklace, Krishna appears in this way. Damodaram, whose belly is tied with the rope. Krishna is described thus in the 9th chapter of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Nachantarna bahir yasya na purvam napi chaparam purva parang bahish chantar jagato yo jagachchaya tang matvatmajam avyaktang martyalingam adhoksajam gopiko lukale damna babandha prakritang yatha. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has no beginning and no end, no exterior and no interior, no front, no rear. In other words, Krishna is all-pervading. And because he is not under the influence of the element of time, for Krishna, there is no difference between past, present, and future. Krishna exists in his own transcendental form at all times. Being absolute and beyond relativity, Krishna is free from all distinctions between cause and effect, although Krishna himself is the cause and effect of everything. That unmanifest person who is beyond the perception of the senses, Adhokshaja, had now appeared as a human child, and Yashoda, considering Krishna to be her own ordinary child, bound him to the wooden mortar with a rope. In stating that the knots were tied on the rope, both to his belly and to the mortar, this indicates the particulars of Sri Krishna's excellence known as Vritya Vashyata, or Krishna's quality of coming under the control of his devotee. Bhakti Badham refers to Krishna who responds only to bhakti in the following two ways. From the viewpoint of Mother Yashoda, Krishna is bound by the loving parental devotion that Yashoda feels for Krishna. And from Krishna's point of view, he is bound by his mother's devotion in the form of Vritya Vashyata. Badham. Krishna willingly accepted the binding, although no rope had the power to bind him. Thus, Mother Yashoda eventually collected all the ropes in the household, but upon tying them together, the length still came out 2 fingers too short to fit around Krishna's waist. This is described in the following statements derived from the Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 9. And when Mother Yashoda was trying to bind the offending child, she saw that the binding rope was short by a distance the width of 2 fingers. Thus, Yashoda brought another rope to join, but this new rope was also short by a measurement of 2 fingers. And when another rope was joined to it, it was still 2 fingers too short. As many ropes as Yashoda joined, all of them failed. Their shortness could not be overcome. Mother Yashoda thus joined whatever ropes were available in the household, but she still failed in her attempt to bind Krishna. Meanwhile, Mother Yashoda's friends, the elderly gopis in the neighborhood, were smiling and enjoying the fun. And similarly, Mother Yashoda, although laboring in that way, was also smiling. All of them were struck with wonder. Furthermore, the reason for this characteristic of the rope around Krishna's waist is that Krishna can be bound only by devotion and nothing else. That is the meaning of the phrase bhakti badham, for by this alone Krishna becomes controlled. Such is certainly the conclusion of the aforementioned description. And in this connection, it is further stated in Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th canto, chapter 9. Svamatu svina gatraya Visrasta Kabarasraja Drisva Parishramang Krishna Kripaya Sitsva Bandhane Evang Sandarshita Hyanga Harina Britya Vashyata Sva Vashenapi Krishnena Yasyedam Seshvarang Vashe Nemang Virincho Nabhavo Nashir Apyanga Sanshraya Prasadam Levire Gopi Yattat Prapa Vimuktidat Nayang Sukapo Bhagavan Dehinang Gopika Suta Jnaninang Chatma Bhutanam Yatha Bhakti Matam Iha. Because of Mother Yashoda's hard labor, her whole body became covered with perspiration, and the flowers and comb were falling from her hair. And when child Krishna saw his mother thus fatigued, Krishna became merciful to her and agreed to be bound up. O Maharaj Parikshit, this entire universe with its great exalted demigods like Lord Shiva, Lord Brahma, and Lord Indra is completely under the control of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yet, the Supreme Lord has one transcendental attribute. He comes under the control of his devotees. This was now exhibited by Krishna in this pastime. For neither Lord Brahma, nor Lord Shiva, nor even the goddess of fortune Lakshmi, who is always the better half of the Supreme Lord, can obtain from the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is the deliverer from this material world, such mercy as received by Mother Yashoda. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Mother Yashoda, is accessible to devotees engaged in spontaneous loving service. But Krishna is not as easily accessible to mental speculators, to those striving for self-realization by dint of severe austerities and penances, and what to speak of those who consider the body to be the same as the self. In other words, tapasvis and jnanis embark on a very difficult path of spiritual searching, but being completely unable to attain Bhagavan, at best they can end up realizing only a minute fraction of the true glory of Lord Krishna. These verses from the Srimad Bhagavatam indicate direct proof of all such conclusions. And elsewhere in the Bhagavatam, it is stated in the 10th canto, 10th chapter, Devarshir me priyatamo yad imau dhanadatmajau tat tatha sadayishyami yad gitang tan mahatmana. Although these two young men, Nalakubra and Manigriva, are the sons of the very rich Kubera, I have nothing to do with them. But Devarshi Narada is my very dear and affectionate devotee. And therefore, because he wants me to come face to face with them, I must do so for their deliverance. The purport of these words spoken by Sri Krishna is that Krishna totally depends on the devotion of Sri Narada. Being pleased with the bhakti of Narada, Krishna therefore dragged the grinding mortar and broke down the two trees in which the cursed brothers stood. This is why the Lord performs these, and indeed all other pastimes. It is due only to the devotion of his devotees. Thus ends Sanatan Goswami's Digdarshani Tika on the second sloka of Sri Damodar Ashtakam. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Radantang mahur netra yugmam rajantam karambhoja yugmena satanka netram Muhushvasa kampa trirekanka kantha sthitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham. Rudantam mahunetra yugmang rijantam karamboja yugmena satanka netram. Muhusvasa kampa trirekanka kanta stitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham. Stitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham. Stitagraivam damodaram bhakti badham.